Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We go now to the markets, making the global economy nervous about the year 2016, and all of the anxiety is centered today on China. As I noted at the top of the hour, China's stock market dropped its limit of 7% today, causing a chain reaction in Asia, Europe, and North America. Jason Abruzzese is business reporter at Mashable. He joins us. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
So what does this mean, the markets are down the limit in China?
I mean, it basically means that China has suffered a small-scale stock market crash right now, and everybody's getting a little jittery about it.
And these are the first measures that China put in to stop a full-scale crash, and so far the test indicates that it worked or they failed. What do you think?
Well, I mean, they worked in the sense that, I mean, like any circuit breaker, you know, it's once they hit a certain limit, they trip and everything stops. And in this situation, it's if they hit a certain percentage of, the market as a whole declining, it basically just stops trading, tries to let everybody cool down. These are somewhat controversial measures still. We have them in the U.S. still as well. But oftentimes they are seen as possibly exacerbating the situation, because when they're meant to get everybody a time to, like, take a big deep breath and hopefully not get into this panic selling, it can also kind of, you know, cause the other thing, which is panic in the sense that people are holding on to these shares that they think are, you know, going to be declining even more and get very nervous and then want to sell even worse.
Is this about China's peculiar market, or is this the first opportunity investors had anywhere in the world to seize on the instability in Iran and Saudi Arabia, for instance, and some of the other instabilities that have now rippled into other markets?
Sure. I think Iran and Saudi Arabia certainly add to the situation going on in China, but there's no doubt that this is primarily led by what's going on in China and the fact that, you know, they just came out with some manufacturing data that, you know, really kind of, you know, came in below expectations, worse than people had hoped. And with the way China's market has been set up, as you kind of pointed out, it's a little peculiar. You know, there's been so much government intervention in the government buying up shares, kind of preventing people from selling, you know, big holdings of stocks. It's kind of propped the market up and made people very concerned, very wary that, you know, if anything, you know, could tip this market over, you know, it just takes one little nudge. And I think that's what we saw today, one piece of bad manufacturing data, and people were back to this kind of very panicked selling mode.
Forgetting about the world economy for just a moment, does this reduce or eliminate the secure sense of a wealth effect from the Chinese stock market for Chinese consumers in this new rising middle class? And will they express a certain amount of anger at the Chinese government for all of this?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that there's a serious concern amongst people in the Chinese middle class, especially people who have, you know, liquidated a lot of their assets. We've heard these, you know, kind of horror stories, and they're a little anecdotal, but of people kind of selling everything they own so they could buy more stocks, because the sense in China is, on some level, it's just going to keep going up, partially because the Chinese government is going to make sure it either stays where it is or keeps going up, that it will not allow a crash. And that can make people a little wary, because that can only be maintained for so long. As far as, you know, backlash against the government, we've actually seen more backlash against businessmen in China than we have against the government. But if things get bad enough, there's no doubt that we'll have to see some of that, and it will be interesting to see what the government's reaction is, because as we've seen before, you know, the Chinese government tends to react very quickly to that kind of critique.
Are we going to see a year of this story, or is this a quick flash in the pan? And I guess what I'm getting at is, this doesn't speak well for the yuan joining the convertible currencies around the world all of a sudden.
Yeah, and we're starting to see already, you know, early this year that China is going to keep the yuan. They control that very, very tightly, how it trades against other currencies, and they're going to keep it weak is the indication that people are getting. So that's going to also be an issue going forward, but it's understandable based on where China is, why their central government would want to do that. I guarantee you no other government's very happy about it, because it is a form of kind of, you know, market manipulation. But as far as, you know, where we're going for the rest of the year, I think that this has to be one of your leading kind of, you know, market economy concerns going forward. Last year, maybe it was a little bit more the situation in Greece and Italy and things like that. But I think this year could, you know, end up being the year where you know, China's market, you know, is first and foremost, you know, in a lot of the business reporting you're going to see for 2016.
Jason Abruzzese is business reporter at Mashable. Jason, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks very much, John.